This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
G'day, Richard Pascoe.
Hello, Paul, and hello to all the wonderful people who listen to this podcast and sent us all that money last week. It's excellent, Paul. So you and I are rolling in it now, so yes.
Okay, he's only kidding, folks. No, he's not a scam artist. In fact, you're probably one of the most honest people I know.
So, well, thank you, Paul. That's wonderful, and so are you.
Don't know many people, but anyway, let's get on with it. We've got lots of things to talk about. I love doing this segment because I learn stuff as well. Because I'm not a techie sort of guy, and I think most people aren't. But you are.
That's why you've got me in your life, Paul.
Exactly. I wondered why I was friends with you, and obviously that's the reason why. Now let's get going. Now, world PC shipments have improved thanks to COVID-19.
This might sound unusual, because I don't usually talk about finances and sales and things for people out there, but PC shipments actually grew year over year in the second quarter. And people say, well, why is he telling us this? They actually reached 72.3 million computers sold in that quarter. That's 11.2% higher compared to the same period last year. The reason I bring it up is, Paul, that it's the only time they've probably gone up in the last 5 years. So PC shipments are on a steady decline. They either just make last year's sales or they drop a percentage or two, because we really are the smartphone era now.
So people are moving away from your larger PCs and they're going for the tablets or they're going for the phones.
And the computer that we've had for the last, let's say, 3-4 years, there's nothing wrong with it. It's still good. There's nothing dramatic out there to encourage us to go and buy a new computer sometime. So, you know, that's why I just thought it's gone up and that's good. And a lot of it is due to COVID-19 because people are at home and suddenly decided that they get rid of probably the 5-6-year-old computer. I mean, I saw some the other day and they said, do you reckon I need to get rid of my 11-year-old computer? Yes, you did, was the answer. So, yes.
11 years. Goodness me. I mean, you kind of think you can hang on to it for a while. But it's funny, isn't it? Do you ever see those old TV series where they've got the big computers that are absolutely the big things at the back, the bulbous computers compared what they're like to these days?
Oh, yeah. It's for the monitor on the desk that, you know, literally you can see the legs bowing on the desk that they put the monitor on there at the top.
Oh, dear. We've come a long way.
There's no real reason for a lot of people to buy a computer anymore.
Right. Now, look, emails. You're always warning us to be very careful when we open emails. And, I mean, there's some that we should and some that we shouldn't.
I'm going to give you one that you shouldn't. If you get an email in there and the subject line is a winky face, and we love the winky face. That's why people are clicking on it. Well, don't click on this. It actually reminds me of the I love you email going back in time, which infected millions and millions of computers around the world. Because, you know, if you get an email in there with a winky face, you're going, hang on, what's going on here? I'll click on that. So don't click on this. This email is the second most reported piece of malware for June out there as well. It will infect your computer with ransomware and software that will send spam messages from your accounts without you noticing. So if you get an email with a winky face in there, do not open it, just delete it.
Yes, because they sort of get you. And who is doing this? Who is doing a winky face to get in there to cause you problems in your computer?
Not racial profiling, as in, but Boris Badenoff would probably be one of them. So,
sort of the people who helped Donald Trump become president.
Could be there. And for the kids out there, if you just go along and Google Boris Badenoff, you'll go into a whole new world out there for Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Rocky and Bullwinkle. I loved Rocky. I grew up with Rocky and Bullwinkle and Boris and Natasha.
Yes, there you go.
Yes. How did he sound like? He was in Boris Badenoff. He talked like this a little bit, doesn't he, Boris?
Yes. It's a different world we live in now.
Like you said, it's racial profiling. This time for sure. Remember that?
He was always going to pull a rabbit out of a hat.
Yeah. Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of a hat. wrong hit.
fractured fairy tales on there as well.
Fractured fairy tales. Now, who was the old actor? There was an actor that did.
Edward Everett Horton.
Where did you pull that from?
I'm good on trivia like that. There we go.
Edward Everett Horton. And, of course, he was an actor as well. And he did Fractured Fairy Tales.
So a wonderful, wonderful show. And Paul, we need to mention, it was a serial as well. So you would have a story bit at the beginning,
yep.
A story bit at the end, and it used to work its way from about 50 episodes that you had to go along to see to actually whether they'd survive what they were doing at the time. So that's why, I don't know if there's a cartoon on now that's actually a week-by-week serial.
That's right. And, of course, Rocky was not the moose. Bullwinkle was the moose. And
Rocky was the flying squirrel.
Flying. And Boris used to say, I'm going to see moose and squeal.
That's it.
moose and squeal. Oh boy, oh boy. Now, did they have a little wacky races in that? Was that the one with the wacky races, or is it a different one?
No, that was wacky races.
That was wacky races. Obviously it was. Hey, listen, we should get on with the segment.
We should. So, yeah.
All right.
We've deviated. So, yeah.
Okay. We're talking to Richard Pascoe, our tech man here on Fab FM. Now, Richard, do you cover your camera in fear of someone watching you? Please explain.
Lots of people going along and covering their cameras up on their computers at the moment. They're putting a piece of tape over it because they think that somebody might be spying on them. And, you occasionally, if you've got a dodgy piece of antivirus software on there, it'll go, oh, don't forget to cover up your camera. Can I just say, I've never heard of anybody in the last, I reckon, 10 years, Paul, suddenly going along and saying, my camera was filming me when I didn't want it to be filmed. So a lot of people will tape it all up. And since we've had the COVID-19 thing as well, a lot of people have got to have taped it all up and ruined their cameras, take it into a computer repairer. So I actually do need the camera now for a Skype call, a Zoom meeting. Can you fix my camera for me as well? So, but there's a bit of a thing now. Because some of the brand new laptops that are coming out from Microsoft and Apple are, let's say, precision made, if you go along and put a piece of tape over the camera lens and close the lid down, you can actually crack the screen.
Oh, that'd be expensive.
It's very expensive to get your laptop screen repaired. So, honestly, people, I haven't seen it for a long time. If your computer's riddled with viruses and malware and you've got pop-ups galore, you might have something to be concerned about. First thing I'd do is I'd go along and get that all fixed. But I don't see any reason to go along and cover the camera anymore.
Now, Richard, dinosaurs. Of course, we know dinosaurs through Jurassic Park. Oh, does this bring back memories? Oh.
I love the Jurassic Park films. It's closer than you think.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, remember in the rear vision mirror where they're trying to drive away and this little and they're looking at the T-Rex coming for them in the rear vision mirror and it's got on the top of the rear vision mirror. It's closer than you think.
That's right. So tell us about Google adding 3D dinosaurs to search.
Oh, I think this is a wonderful idea, especially for the kids out there as well. So, what you do is you do a search on your smartphone or your tablet and they use augmented reality. So you search for dinosaurs like a T-Rex and I'll say, do you want to see a 3D T-Rex? And they'll put it, you can put one in the studio with you, Paul.
Oh.
And, so you look through the phone and you'll literally see the dinosaur with you in the room.
What?
Great, great idea. It's honestly, it's try it out, people. Absolutely love it. You can scale the dinosaur down. I mean, the T-Rex wouldn't fit in the studio, but you can scale him down just slightly. Makes all the sounds, does all that. But through augmented reality, you can have all the dinosaurs you want to go along and have a look. Great, great idea for the kids, I think.
What is it about dinosaurs that get people? Now, you have dinosaurs and then they go out of fashion a little bit. Along comes another movie. But dinosaurs never, kids just love dinosaurs, don't they?
They do because we don't have any. Well, there's a couple of politicians floating around.
No, come on. No, don't be ageist. No, you know what it's like. It's a PC world.
It is. I apologise for that joke, so yes. But people do. People love dinosaurs. And we love the Jurassic Park films. I think that has probably brought it out, probably even more so, you know, for kids out there as well. So we just look forward to those films. And I think with augmented reality, you can put other animals in your room as well. For it, so they've got cats and dogs and all sorts. But I thought the dinosaurs, great idea.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, I love the T-Rex and the Roar. Do you know how Steven Spielberg got the Roar for the T-Rex?
No, Paul, but you're going to tell me, aren't you?
I certainly am, because you are good with certain trivia. I am good with other trivia. And what he did was he got an elephant roaring, you know, doing its trumpet, and then he slowed it down and he got this sound. Yep. So that's how he got the sound, an elephant, but slowed down to get the T-Rex roar, because obviously nobody was around to record a T-Rex.
No, good head, but that's an amazing piece of trivia.
Now we get to the crap tech item of the week. Now, what is this? An anti-5G USB stick?
We've got one for the conspiracy theory people out.
Oh, the tinfoil hat people.
Which we love at the moment as well. Yes. So there is a website. These come out of Britain. So where they're trying to burn 5G towers down as well, which is a bit of a waste of time. It's the BioShield USB key, Paul. Let me just emphasise, just why I said that, it's a USB key.
Okay.
You might have one lying around in the studio right now. I'm sure you do.
Hang on. I have USBs, but what's a USB key? I don't understand.
Oh, it's just a USB stick.
Oh, okay.
They call it a key over there.
Okay.
So they say it provides protection for your home and family thanks to a wearable holographic nanolayer catalyzer. I love the people that write this stuff. Honestly, it's like the shopping channel. It says it can be worn or placed near to a smartphone. It comes with a chain that you can hang around your neck. It's a 128 gig USB stick. I'm going to keep emphasising that. It says it can be placed near a smartphone or any other electrical, radiation or EMF-emitting device. It says through a process of quantum oscillation, the BioShield USB key, it's a USB key, balances and reharmonises disturbing frequencies arising from the electric fog induced. Electric fog, what a wonderful sentence that, Paul, isn't it, really? Electric fog. Induced by devices such as laptops, cordless phones, Wi-Fi, tablets, etc. It says the BioShield, this blows out of the water, Paul, and they must get 10 out of 10 for writing this crap. The BioShield USB key restores the coherence of the geometry of the atoms, which allows a perfect induction for life forces by recreating a cardiac coherence via plasmic support and interactivity. Well done for these people. It's a USB stick, which is, I mean, we can pick them up for $2. But, Paul, how much would you pay for this?
What would they pay for this?
Give me a guess.
It's when I say G, I mean 5G. Let me think. $89?
Paul.
Yes.
It comes with a chain.
Oh.
And it's a 128 gig USB stick.
All right.
You, Paul, can buy the BioShield USB key that provides protection for your home and family. You can buy one. I did the conversion last night for $432.
What?
Or you can buy three of them and they'll ship them to Australia for $650.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a get-rich scheme for somebody.
Exactly right. So, you know, and it was broken down by investigative reporters over in England from the BBC, broke this down. And do you know what they discovered, Paul?
What did they discover?
It's a USB stick.
But they actually, they call it a key in Britain, not a USB stick.
They're calling it a key because it's a key to a better life.
So that's a load of rubbish you're able to let people know about.
Exactly right. So they'll be coming to the shopping channel very, very soon, I think.
All right. Thank you so much. It was nice to talk to you about tech things today and a little bit of trivia from television with Bullwinkle and Rocky.
That's it. We love the old cartoons.
Next time for sure. I talk about a wasted youth.
We all had that. It was a different time back then,
it
Paul.
It was. It was a very, very different time. And we were able to even see cowboys and Indians, which you'd never be able to do today. It wouldn't be PC because they're changing Redskins to something else. And Chicos.
Back then, we were able to see shows when we came home from school, which featured men hitting other men over the head with hammers.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Why, certainly. Yeah.
Can't do that anymore.
No, it's all PC now. It took the fun right out of it. But you know what? We knew it was just animation. We knew it was just pretend, didn't we? I mean, we had the brains to do that. We didn't go, oh, gee whiz, Curly's been hit on the head with a hammer. Let's go and do it to somebody else. You didn't do that. You knew it was pretend. And they were sound effects.
Exactly right. So, yeah, we were... Are you saying, Paul, we were a bit smarter back then?
I think we were. Well, we're very intelligent people. I'm the most intelligent person I know, and I know you know that you're the most intelligent person you know.
That's it. So we're just Mensa. That's all we'll say now, Mensa. Yes.
Yeah. Let's get off. See you next week.
That's it. See you, Paul.